Minchas Chinuch Shir Sunday night, or Liyud Beis Tammuz. We're holding by what we have as host tests, and something we weren't so sure about, back and forth, I now have a clarity here, and I never realized the strangeness of it. Something that there's no Maisa, so we know there's no Malkus, and we know there's no Chatos, that's the first mission increases, that Ashalote Osema, something that has no Maisa, you don't bring a Chatos. But Misa you do get. If there's something that's Ein Bo Maisa, no Malkus, and no Chatos, but yes, Misa. I never realized this strangeness, this anomaly. But that's clear from Eliyahu. I mean, that's what you see. Eliyahu, we know last week Amai saying Leikin Olav, and he's going to say soon that Eliyahu, there's no Chatos, B'shogeg, but there's Misa, B'mezit. So that's it.
And it's even weird, because the first thing he said is Machshava alone, it's only B'day Shemayim, there's no Misa B'day Beitim. Just Machshava.
Yeah, five to do time. Something.
No, but that's called because there's no Maisa, right?
No, no Maisa is just Dibor.
No, without Dibor. I'm talking about.
No, that's not called no Maisa. That's even worse.
He said, Machshava Bilvad is Chayav de Shemayim.
Yeah, that's a general rule. There's no Chayav in the other for Machshava, for thoughts.
So Dibor, he says, is not a Maisa.
Dibor is halachically, legally not a Maisa. You don't get Malkus. For something that's deeper, it's Lavshei Moy Maisa. It's Misa. But there wouldn't be Chatos. Chatos has its own Pasuk. Lavshei Moy Maisa in Loikin Olav is also basically worked out from the Pasuk. It's also Machlaikas Tanoim, but when the Yamar holds in Loikin Olav, it doesn't really, it has to be Dumya the Lav the Chasima, the Sachsam Sharmadisha. And that's Maisa, okay? Then Chatos mission increases that Bezim and Aleph has its own posuk that you need Maisa to be Mechuyiv Chatos. You don't need Maisa to be Mechuyiv Koris, I don't believe, and you don't even need Maisa to be Mechuyiv Mises Bezim, it turns out. You never like realize that Eber Maisa, you don't get Malkus, but you still get Mises, you could get Mises Bezim.
And how can we apply Devarim Shabbalevi and Devarim by that? I don't
No Devarim. Forget about what do you care about? Where is Devarim Shabbalevi?
He brings it.
So what are you throwing at me? If he brings it, we'll learn it. We'll see the context.
No, we already did.
If you say Eliyato and you're not Makabalit Beloa,
yeah,
then that's Devarim Shabbalevi.
No, he gets Misa. If he says Eliyato,
because that's a Kabbalah's Elohus.
But
the fact that he's thinking and he's not being capable of laws has the halachic status of Dvarim Levi and Dvarim. If a person does an action, I mean, now legal action, but if he does something, and what he does is a Kabbalah's Elohus, and he's thinking, ha ha, I fooled them. I don't really, I'm not a Kabbalah's Elohus. So the joke's on him. He'll get me some Dvarim Shabbalevi.
Okay, because the whole lav is on the way, right? So, okay, it's hard to understand.
Don't worry, it's not hard to understand at all. No, the Misa comes for doing an action. We talked about Dvarim Shabbalevi in years past. It's why is Dvarim Shabbalevi in Dvarim?
Why? Because we don't know what to
do. No, that's wrong. It's a mistake.
Okay.
The reason Dvarim Shabbalevi in Dvarim is a halachic principle. That even if we know what you're thinking, I'm not talking about an umdun of the muchach. Because an umdun of the muchach is keilu you said it. So it's not dvarim shebaleiv, it's dvarim shebagolui. The mile of an umdun of the muchach is dvarim shebagolui. Right, that's called dvarim shebagolui, not dvarim shebaleiv. But dvarim shebaleiv, you learn the sugya dvarim shebaleiv in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. The beginning of, I think, the sixth parak, or fifth parak, or fourth parak, Hashaleach. It's clearly not because we don't believe you that that's what you were thinking. It's that legally, It's like Layosi, ever hear the expression? Layosi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. There's a hierarchy in legal actions. There's Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. So Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. They don't have any legal impact against that also, but I want there to say impact. They have no legal impact against Dvarim Shebagali, against the Maisa. Mekadosh and Isha, and then you say, I really didn't want to be Mekadosh. I just wanted to play games. I wanted to, it was a Purim spiel.
Right, but he gave her a ring.
So it's not because we don't believe him. It's because Dvarim Shebagali and Dvarim.
Contradiction to his Maisa, right?
You want to go now and I'll say, well,
no.
They got an encyclopedia, Talmudis. Open up Dvarim Shebagali Einam Dvarim.
No, I'm really.
We'll have 60 pages about it. Why do we have to mention every nuance?
No, because I'm just repeating what the Rav opened with, which was this idea that this is very strange that we kill him for a non maisa, just for
nothing to do with Dvarim Shebagali. It's Dibur. That's Lav Shein by Maisa. That's Dibur. Lav Shein by Maisa. Lav Shein by Maisa is Loi Tosiru. Don't leave over Noisa. It's Lav Shein by Maisa. Gornish Satan with Dvarim Shebagali. Don't mix it in something. It's Lav Shein by Maisa means there's no Maisa. It's passive. Like Loi Tosiru Memenu Advoiker.
So
Lav Shein by Maisa.
Here we're going to kill him for Dibur, so and there's no Maisa.
Dibur halachically is not a Maisa.
Okay. I thought the reason why Dvarim Shebagali and Dvarim is because it's. We go by the mic and we don't care what he's thinking.
That's true, but it has nothing to do with. That's the principle of Dvarim Shebagali Einam Dvarim. That we don't care what he's thinking, we follow the Maisa.
But there's no Maisa.
So we'll follow the Dibur. The word Maisa in Dvarim Shebagali Einam Dvarim is not the same Maisa as in the sentence while saying that Maisa ain't liking all of them. Here we only care about Dvarim Shebagali. Vis-a-vis Dvarim Shebagali. Okay, don't call it Maisa. Call it Dvarim Shebagali. Dvarim Shebagali don't have impact against Dvarim Shebagali. Okay? But it's not because we don't believe it. That is the other side of the coin. That it would be a mistake to think it's because we don't believe it. It's because legally, it, like Leosi Alpeh Barala Lishkara, if you ever come across such a Gemara in Sumis, such a principle. There's a hierarchy in legal actions or inactions or diburim or machshava. There's a hierarchy. What could be doicha what? Okay. Getting back to the minchas chinuch, so we're up to what most of us have as host tests. B'nei Movin Avodazora B'shogeg. Hank and Eric Avodosa, Hank and Eric Avodos, Chayav Chatos Kvua. Right? This is a Meshogeg. This is because it's Koresh. Bemezid, Koresh Bemezid, gets a Chatos Meshogeg. Chatos Kvua, of course, simply means it's not a Korban Oil of Yoyre, it's a Chatos Kvua. No matter how rich or poor you are, this is what you bring. Kvua Resh Krisis Beis of Aleph, that's your basic din of Chatos. Rambam Perikalov Mishkogas Aloha Dali. Abu Bakablo Olov Aloha, Alo Maisa, Rabba Amira, saying Eliato, Enechaya Mishogi Chatos, because that's a Pasuk. It's in the first Mishnah Krisus, that Chatos needs a legal Maisa. The Chatos Enechaya Velo Maisa Maisa. Vurzer Khan Sanhedrin, that's a Gimel Abdali, the Krisus of Gimel Sanhedrin. The Rambam Perikavos Mishkogos on the Chabez. He learned it out from the Pasuk. Hashem lo teyosena. V'achatos he aids v'as chinosa v'hainu se'ira. Unlike other Chayve Krisus, Avodah Zarah has its own karma. Chatos Kavua is in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. But for Avodah Zarah, it's in Parshas Shlach. Shlach. It's a separate par helam dover. It's not a par. Helam dover shel tzibur is different than Avodah Zarah. They bring two karbonas, Olam Chatos, And the individual's chatos in doing avodah zarah b'shogeg is not vayikra. It's a kivsa, right? Or a female goat, a female. Here, it's a seira. That's eiv bashnosa. I know seira. Tzadik of this, it can't bring a kivsa. Kulan shavuot, we have a chumashim. Kulan shavuot is a hegel, hein melech, v'koyim Mashiach. Ayin shasuri, yistav tesam, and alam, ramam shom, perik alef, aloch, and dalet. Thank you. Right. Shor Aveiros Rashi says, Yochid may be Kisba Oseira. Female sheep in its first year, or a female goat in its first year. Zu Kabal Oseira. But the Zohar has to be Davka, female goat. The Helam Domesh on Seymour is a par lechatos, no, is par leola, and Sirizim lechatos. Whereas by other Chaybe Krisus, it's just it's a par Helam Domesh on Seymour. Here it's a par and a Sawyer. And the individual, and there's no difference in Melech or Nasi. Hedio, rich, poor, everybody brings a female goat in the first year. Again, you want to understand these things. The only one I know that has a clear mahalach is from Shandrin Fuller, explains all these types of Mapitom, a wife of a Mazara, can't be a kisho, only an ace.
I heard by Vodazara, by Chatas, to leave out the Allah. And they say that that's because Aleph is like, you know, Hashem. So it's not talking about the Aleph, it's because the Baruch Zohar is like there.
Okay.
Right?
Oh. V'im Aleph derech apodoso v'bachas ne'ar babodos kam upon him be'alam echad. This is the usual rules of Shalom Echad. Harbe alamos, it's increases, it's in the Sechah Shabbos. Perech Val Godol, if you're familiar with it. Shapar Asmoy the Pa'or, Kama Pomin, the Helamechot, Olishtachaveh, Olishtachaveh, Kama Pomin, the Helamechot. He did it for Shogeg, and he did not find out in the middle that it was Osir. So that's called the Helamechot.
That means just a no Asra, right?
Well, we're talking about Shogeg, so it's automatically no Asra. We're even talking about the Helamechot, one period of forgetfulness. He didn't remember in the middle. And forget again.
But by Avodah Zarah, you don't care what he's thinking. You're tired unless...
We're talking about a shogeg. We certainly care if he's amazed or a shogeg. We're talking about a shogeg. We're talking about bringing a chatos to shogeg.
And if he gets a hasra, then he's not a shogeg.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that now. Right. What we're talking about is Helam Echad and Kishtei Alamos. Helam Echad means one period of forgetfulness. If you do it many times, the Avera, Shogeg, in one period of forgetfulness, you only bring one Chatos. If you do it and then you recall that it's Asur, Shabbos, you have other things to recall, you recall that today.
Not Shabbos.
Pashtos, yeah. There might be Yomim are not Machalik. There are certain things that are Machalik, it's called. Besides Yediyos Mechalikos, the simple thing to be Mechalik is Yediyah. So it's not Halavetan, you say Halamos. But the Gemara increases, Mishnayos and Gemara talks about all sorts of things that maybe are Mechalik, besides Yediyos Mechalikos. You have Gufim Mechalikim, Yomim Mechalikim, like different things. Different things that possibly will be mechulakim. Goof of mechulakim is like if you, the Gemara wants to know if you boil five nashim nidos pelamechad, You bring five karbanos or one. It's guf and mechulak. Afilu ayuchamei. He's going to say it now too. Afilu ayuchamei shavodazoros shall poor. Also, ma'isuk gider chamudoso. Even though it would seem it's gufa mechulakim, but that doesn't matter. It's still called halamah. Chol chay v'katos, the most harbe mishen echot. The halamah was in the chay v'la'achas. The Gur Baraman perifod mishkagos al chabez. The mishtachav el chomesh suros, five idols. The halamah was in the chay v'la'achas. Avol. Zova, the keep there, the Nisei, the Mishtachaba, he did different pu'ulos of Avodah Zorah, the Helamechad, he didn't know they were also, the different pu'ulos, and Chayiv Arbachatos. That's called Maisim Chulakim. It might be one Helam, but they're totally different Maisim. But in the Shah's creases, it's going to be more creases. It's actually going to happen to Pasuk. Pasuk HaRambam Perek Zayin Mishkagos Halach Aleph Hafilu Lavodah Zorah Achas. But that, you know, you include five chatos, even if you do it the five different pa'ulos to one idol. But that's Kishikas Avodah Zodun Avodah Zorah. In other words, you know it's also to do Avodah Zarah, but the Shigaga is in these particular pahulas.
Before he knows that this is Avodah Zarah, no?
Also, Avodah Shigas Avodah Zarah, either he doesn't know it's also Mechlal to do Avodah Zarah, or he doesn't know that these things are Avodah Zarah, Vezodah and Avodah, and Chayva Lachatos Achas, even if it's different Avodahs. As we follow, what's the? You bring a chatos for your shkaga. If it's called five shkagos, you bring five chatos. If it's called one shkaga, you bring one chatos. And we follow the primary shkaga. So if it's zodon avod, if it's zodon avod zora, that part's amazing. You know it's avod zora, but you don't remember that these pa'ulos are awesome. So we do five different pa'ulos. You bring five different katos. But if you have Shigas Avodah, Shigas Zorah, I mean, Zodah Avodah, and even though the pa'ulos are different, but your shkaga is one. Either you don't know this is an Avodah Zorah, but you don't know about Zorah Chalotos. So in a chayv al achatos achas, Zodah Avodah Zorah, he explains what it is. In general,
in the Kabbalah that has Avodah Zarah, but you just think you only have a certain, you elevated it with this gold or silver. Maybe since it's Makabal, the Avodah Zarah, it's just it's not gold or silver.
His shogig is, he doesn't know. He thinks that the only Avodah Zarah it's also to worship are those made of gold and silver. He sees the Pasuk says, Allah Hechazim Alayzav, and this is made out of wood. He thinks it's mutter. That's called a shogeg. It's a shogeg. Venera Pashut. Tu adin amavod kederech avoda va'avda ba'achos mea ba'avodas shalto kedarka. Avdin chayiv shtayim. He did two avodos. First, he said zibeach v'niseich v'kiter v'shtachavo. So you get three, four chatos. Now he's saying, and it's also true if you do two different ones, and they're of two different sugya. One is from the Dalet Avodos, and one is Berech Avodosa. Above the Bachas Me'ar Ba'avodos Shalom Kedarka. Meaning it's not the Derech to worship it that way, but it's from the four Biggies. Kamken Chayim Shayim. The Yom Shepor, the Pa'or, the Zobach Gamke. The Helen Echad Chayim Shayim. I am Shom Besugya. You might say, what's the Chiddush? It's a Chiddush according to the Mount of Yomar, that if you do different pu'ulos, you're only mechuyev one. He doesn't speak it out, but that's what he means. There is a Mount of Yomar in the Gemara, that if you do four different pu'ulos, you're mechuyev one. He's saying that's only if you do four different pu'ulos from the same sug. But if you do one that's from the Arba Avodos, and one that's Derech Avodosa, then you take mechuyev two, even according to that Mount of Yomar. Ayin Shom Besugya. Ulfiza Poshut. Tim Derech Avodazora loved the Bezvicha. Bachos Mishara Bavodos. The Ovodos of Bekach. Chayiv Shechatos. Because it's two. This is a much bigger Kiddush. I think the big Kiddush. He's saying it's more Poshut. But it's a big Kiddush. He did one Pa'ula. But there are two different Lavim in the Torah. Because they are separated into two different Lavim. And each lav is kareis, and each lav has kareis and chatos. Each lav has its own. So you mechuyev two chatos for one pula, because you're over two lavim. Lavim are mechalkin. So even if you did one pula, you could bring two chatos because you did two lavim. I don't know why he's saying it's partial. This is the biggest kind of law, because you only did one pula. Chayiv Shechatos Meshum Kederech Avodosa Meshum Arba Avodos Meshum B'Shabbos. If also Dover Echad, he compares it to Shabbos. Let's say you pluck a fruit off a tree and you thereby do two malachas. You do Katsira and it also stimulates growth. So it's like Harisha, Zerira.
If you do them both,
and Helen Matha, you try it twice. Okay, it's not going to have that discussion. He doesn't. I think it's a Chiddush. But look at this. He says the same thing in Shabbos. If you do one Pa'ula, and in that Pa'ula is Kotzer and Zoreya, so you have two chatos, two malachos.
But this is only one thing, right? You see the Derech Avoda, or it's not Derech Avoda, and he's doing one of the big four. But it can't be both.
No. It could be both. It's the Derech to worship this Avoda Zara in one of the big four.
That's a Veya, let's say.
And she's doing two different lavin. One is Arba Avodos, and one is Derech Avodosa.
But I thought the Arba Avodos were only really a chiyuv, but it's not Derech Avoda.
That's good. And it's good we're learning this. It's not only
no, maybe it's Derech Avodosa, then of course it's
two different lavim. There's the four Avodos, there's one lav, and that is even if it's not Derech Avodosa, and Koshkein if it is, and then there's another lav of Derech Avodosa.
Only if it's not
Derech Avodosa. Kamo B'Shabbos, and most of the Verechad. Like I said, your coat's there and it stimulates growth. So it's coat's there and choresh or soreya. Chayav harbe chatos, kein hochanami. Kein hochanami. Ayin Rambam perikhes me Shabbos alachadala v'tovin v'zeh poshit. Could be mechalik, you know. Again, this is all pilpul bealma. It could be mechalik, but by Shabbos, it's two different shemos malachas. Here it's a little bizarre. It's just different forms of a bizarre.
One pula.
Yeah, but it's not. Well, Shabbos is also one pula. But okay, he doesn't know that's a chilek. That's all. Vayin l'Rabba perik zayin mishkadus halacha aleph duadin impar lepar v'zorik evin l'markulus behel mechad. Okay, here is two different pools. But it's Derech Avodosa. But it's Helen Echad. but it's two different pulos. Come from Chayiv Shtayim. Give us a mice and the chulakim. That's what we said already. Okay, so the Sosi Mishnah says the Gemara have not found this explicitly.
But he
would be
with one
Hasra? We're talking about Chavos. We're talking about Chavos. Tarkes of Mishnah Lohera Makomo. Rav should do a poshut. Give it a Shtachavo, Yotzo Lechalek. You learn now that Mice and Mechulokim are different Chavos. That's always called Yotzo Lechalek. Find that by Shabbos. Havora Lechalek Yotzos. Usually there's a limud, and it's based on the klal called Dovah Shayi Bechlal Yotzim and Achlal Olamed Lod Olamed Olatzim Yotzim Olamed Achlal Kul Yotzim, that just like it has its own chatos because it was mentioned singly, so it's Olamed Achlal Kulo, and all the pulos of the klal are M'chuyi for their own chatos. The Ayin of Sanhedrin Shom, the Shvirus Makel, Havilei Tolda Duzvicha. You break the animal, you shech the animal, you take away its life. So breaking Makel is a Tolda of Zvicha. And it's told us like the Arba Avodos. Vayin Rashi Dibri Amaschel Shovar, Vayinu Im Odin Oso.
Because like a tolda, it's so far removed from a shtika.
It's a tolda. By and large, in the Rasku Shavar, the Ainu involved in also koponim bekishkush makya. Rashi says it's only a tolda to zvicha if a stick is somehow involved in the worship of the Sefer Tzorah. If you break the stick, it's like zvicha. But apparently, if there's no shaykhis, so it wouldn't be like a book of Zohar. I am a book of Zohar, that's the knowledge of Malala, Shitas Rashi, Shitas Taisvus, and the Rambam, Kanker, and Gimel, Allah, and Dalit, for him in the El Ktsav, and Kain, Kamo, B'Shabbos. And also, Paul, he told them the day, the Hell of Echot, and the Chayim, the Chatas Achas, and Gmur, B'Shabbos, that's on the Ches of Malala, the Rambam, Perek Zayim, B'Shabbos, Allah, and Kain, in Esher Kanami, Derech Avodah Zu, Avodah also B'Kishkush B'Makel, shaking a stick. Zovach B'Hemel L'Faneho, T'Chayim B'Chol Inyan, B'Shiver Gankim Makel L'Faneho, Mehelam Echot. In Chayim Ala Achas, Av Yitolda Du Zvicha, and like by Shabbos, if you do an Av Yitolda Dido, you only M'Chuyim one Chattas. Even if it's different pulos, but it's an av told the dido, but av told the day and a chayav al achas. After maybe no, even if it's tzasku derech avodos or the main olden also klal the makel lo havi zvicha. Right, this was the hook. It said it's only like zvicha if makel was b'chlal involved in the worship of the avodah zorah. But if a makel was b'chlal like nothing, it's a foreign object. So since you need the fact that makel is derech avodosa to be mechuyah for breaking the makel, as a tolda of zvicha, you can't have yishvirus makel shem acher to derech avodosa. So maybe then you would be mechuyah two chatos, because the shvirus makel, even though technically it's the tolda of zvicha, but it's only because Avodah B'Makel is Derech Avodos of the Avodah Zorah. So maybe you'd be Mechuyif Tu Chatos. Kamkam Sadha Rishonira, more logical like the first Sad, given the Bishas Kori Lotolda, Avodah Lotolda Nuzvicha. So that pretty much settles it, that you'd only be Mechatos. Nira Lani Yuzdai. Let's learn another paragraph up till the bays for the by the old Menchas Chinuch.
By Shabbos, some of the Tolders are doing one, right? Some of the Rishis.
I have no idea what you're talking about. If it's a Tolders, not the Rabbanon.
None of the.
There are the Rabbanon, but then you wouldn't call them Tolders.
By Shabbos, every time we see Abba and Tolders, Tolders always.
Always. V'homer eli atu chayav shkila. V'mani chazor afilu tachid edibu, ki v'chol ha-toyra tachid edibu k'dibu, chus v'yam v'yuzor, u'magate, chulu. No backseas. V'yuh ha-ramu mechabe, v'gam ha-ramu m'kan ha-loch ha-dalid, v'yivur l'kamon, ma'asher kosher li'al zeh. Okay.
She retracts on the edibu, or
it's meaningless. The retraction is meaningless.
To kill him anyway.
Oh, yeah. So we're up the bays. So as you see, maybe 8 times. So then not tomorrow night, I'm sorry. Not Tuesday night, I'm sorry. Not Thursday night, I'm sorry. So, yeah, Wednesday, look forward to.
Easy to remember that Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.